And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you. And this news update's brought to you by Neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sea Wing Ace Hardware. In Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris presided over the arraignment of Nicole Lynn Ashton. Ms. Ashton faces misdemeanor charges of assault or assault and battery, punishable by up to 93 days in jail and or a $500 fine, disorderly person drunk with a penalty of up to 90 days in jail and or a $500 fine. Represented by court-appointed attorney Dallas Rooney, Ms. Ashton entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution, led by Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Bahani, is required to provide a plea offer and all discovery by June 24th of 2026. Plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for July 9th, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., in which Ms. Ashton must attend in person. Bond was continued at $7,000 with 10% posted, with conditions including no threatening or assaultive behavior, prohibition from possessing or consuming alcohol or controlled substances, and restrictions from locations where alcohol is sold or served for on-premises consumption. Ms. Ashton must comply with pretrial services recommendations for drug and alcohol testing and is prohibited from the Blue Water Inn in Caseville. And in Huron County Circuit Court, Judge Prill presided over a motion hearing in the case of People of the State of Michigan versus Thomas Michael Lemansky. Defendant Lemansky was present, represented by attorney Robert J. Dunn. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rakowski represented the people. During the hearing, defense attorney Robert J. Dunn requested to postpone a previously filed motion and to conduct a criminal responsibility evaluation for Mr. Lemansky. Court granted the request, stating an order would be executed to move the matter forward for the evaluation. Standard bond conditions for the defendant remain in effect, and sentencing has been stayed pending the results of the criminal responsibility evaluation. And Judge Prill presided over the sentencing of Ryan Robert Martin as well. Martin had previously entered a plea for possession of a firearm by a prohibited person on April 13, 2026. Defense attorney Michael Morawski stated Martin had taken responsibility, was making progress in a regional course, and was working on his mental health, requesting a sentence at the low end of the guidelines. Martin addressed the court, acknowledging past mistakes, creating a sobriety court program for personal growth, and detailing struggles with mental health that led to possessing the rifle, which he stated was not his, during a period of suicidal ideation. He credited his support team for intervention and medication changes. While prosecuting attorney Timothy Rutkowski referenced Operation Nighthawk and a compliance check asking the court to consider these factors, Judge Prill noted Martin's prior prison history and emphasized that as a convicted felon, he was prohibited from possessing firearms. The court clarified the sentencing guideline range for this offense was 9 to 23 months. The court sentenced Ryan Robert Martin to 365 days in county jail with 6 days credit. Additional penalties include $198 in fines, fees, and court costs. Attorney fees were waived, and seized firearms and ammunition will be forfeited to the sheriff's department. The court stated no objection to PA 511, also known as work release, and informed Martin of his right to appeal within 42 days. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? Because Ace has a huge selection of premium paint colors from all the best brands, not to mention Ace's expert advice. We can even match any color you want with our color matching technology. Just bring in the item you want to match, and we'll custom mix your paint color right there in the store. Plus, we've got everything else you need, like brushes, drop cloths, rollers, and paint trays, too. We also offer something that's becoming harder and harder to find these days, award-winning service. The paint experts at Ace will ask all the right questions to make sure you have everything you need to get your job done right. So the next time you've got a paint project, head to your neighborhood Ace.
Instantly transform any room in your home with the vast array of paint colors at Ace Hardware. This is Paul Bender. From painting a room to updating a fireplace or staircase, we have the paint and tools you need to get the job done. Our computer color matcher will find the exact color you need. Visit Ace Hardware, Northgate Bad Axe, and Sebewing Ace Hardware.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. However, you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.